You are listening to Community Comment with Beaver Dam mayoral candidate Bobby Mark. Here's our news director, Kevin Haugen.
Well, thank you very much, and welcome back into today's Community Comment. Again, I'm your host, Kevin Haugen. In our first segment, again, we were joined with the Republican candidate for Wisconsin Assembly District 48, Lisa Rubrick. In our second segment this afternoon, it is my pleasure to welcome into our Daily Dodge TV studio here to talk about the Beaver Dam mayoral race. With us is Ward 2 alderperson and candidate for Beaver Dam mayor, Bobby Mark. Bobby, thank you so much for coming in today to talk with us.
Well, thank you so much for the opportunity, Kevin.
Fantastic. So, again, we're with Bobby Mark, candidate for Beaver Dam mayor. We'll dive in again here in just a couple moments about all the important things that you're running on, things that matter to you, and what you hope to achieve if elected to mayor in the city of Beaver Dam. But first off, I want to give you the opportunity to dive into a little bit about yourself, Bobby, your work experience, hobbies, service, organization affiliations. And then if you don't mind, this is asking a lot here in one question, so if you need me to remind you, totally fine, your political experience. But first, I'll just hand the mic over to you, Bobby. Who is Bobby Mark?
Well, thanks, Kevin. I have served on the Common Council for the City of Beaver Dam for the last 2.5 years. In that time, I've been on the Beaver Dam Area Development Corporation Board, which is the economic development engine for the city. So that's been a real interesting experience. I'm also, for the city, the chair of the Administrative Committee, where about half of the ordinances that are proposed go through the Administrative Committee. So in that capacity, I run those meetings and make sure that we have the information we need to move those decisions onward to the full council. I've also a member of the Beaver Dam Area Community Foundation Advisory Board, which is just a wonderful local organization. Shout out to founders Tom Heffron and Patrick Lutz. For those people who aren't familiar, the foundation is a nonprofit organization that connects Beaver Dam charitable organizations with donors and funnels money through to serve as many different organizations, nonprofit organizations in the community that we can. So that's been a real exciting experience, seeing all the good things that have happened in my work on the foundation board. I'm also the current president of AAUW in Beaver Dam. AAUW stands for the American Association of University Women, which is an international organization dedicated to equity for women and girls through education, research, and advocacy. And here in town, our biggest function is we raise money for scholarships for high school seniors and women returning to MPTC. So great organization, lovely women, interesting book club, great community programs, many of which are open to the public. So I've really enjoyed my time working with AAUW. What else can I tell you? I taught high school social studies at Beaver Dam High School for 30 years, retired not too long ago, mostly history, but economics, government, had a wonderful career, loved my job, felt that Beaver Dam High School was just a great place. Great place to work, wonderful colleagues. While I was there, I was also a co-curricular advisor for a list of various clubs and activities over the years, including the mock trial team and the academic decathlon, and I coached varsity gymnastics for 3-4 years. So yeah, I helped with the plays and the musicals. So just pitching in where I could to do fun things for the kids. I grew up in La Crosse, Wisconsin, although I've lived in Beaver Dam for almost 40 years. I grew up in La Crosse, and my family ran a retail store in downtown La Crosse where we were expected to work on weekends and holidays, vacations. So I have a pretty clear understanding of what it takes for a small business to survive and to be successful. And let's see, I... for fun. I like to walk. I try to get to the gym three, four times a week. I do like to cook and bake, so that makes it really important for me to get to the gym 3 or 4 times a week. So that's me.
Fantastic. Now, you again mentioned you, alderperson on the city council, was serving in some sort of capacity, civic duty responsibilities, being a part of a common council and going through that whole process. Was that something that had always been an interest to you, or did it just develop as you got older and thought there was this opening and maybe I'll throw my hat into the ring and see if this is something that is of interest to me, and it has just grown from that point? But where did that interest first stem from?
Well, I've always had an interest in government and politics. My mom was active in the League of Women Voters, which is a nonpartisan organization dedicated to voter education. I was a social studies teacher, taught the U.S. Constitution, taught state and local government in courses at Beaver Dam High School. I also taught economics, which I really enjoyed, which relates very directly to what happens in the political field. Mm-hmm. So I've had an interest in these areas pretty much all my life. It wasn't until after I retired and I was approached by my alderperson, Therese White, or I'm sorry, Therese Henriksen, who she'd been our alder for several years. And then in 2020, with the census, we had redistricting. Mm-hmm. And Therese, the boundary line moved, and Therese's house was no longer in our district. So we had an opening. And so I knew Therese. We'd worked together. We were friends. And she called me up. She said, "Hey, have you ever thought of being an alderperson?" And I'm like, "No, I hadn't really thought about that," but she convinced me to give it a try. And so I ran in 2022. I ran again in 2024 because it's a 2-year term. And it's just been very interesting. I've learned so much. I've met so many great people. I feel like I'm really just getting to understand how municipal government works and how it interacts with county governments and state governments. And so for me, it's been a really positive experience. I've really enjoyed it.
Fantastic. Again, we're joined with Bobby Mark, Ward 2 alderperson and candidate for Beaver Dam mayor. Just a quick note, the other candidate for Beaver Dam mayor, Jack Yuds, who is the Ward 7 alderperson, he'll be joining us tomorrow on Community Comments at 1 p.m. So tune in for our conversation with the other candidate, Jack Yuds, here on Community Comment tomorrow. But want to spend the rest of our time really diving into a lot of the platforms and topics, Bobby, that are important to you here, not only just serving as a member of the Common Council, but if elected into the position of mayor moving forward and helping the city continue to grow. And one of those topics is economic development. There's been quite the effort, I know through, throughout the, Mike Wassell is the current mayor, previously to him, Becky Gluin was the mayor, and I know a big platform of hers was bringing in businesses and communities here and opportunities to our community through new businesses and new developments, and something that she was really focused on. And that, I believe, is something that you as well, is something that you hope to continue if elected into the mayor seat.
Yes, exactly, Kevin. In fact, I would say that's the one issue that really compelled me to throw my hat into the ring, was I saw all of the exciting things that have happened in Beaver Dam under Mayor Becky's administration, and I wanted to see that continue. And some of that, we can attribute to a variety of factors. We have a great development corporation led by Trent Campbell, who does a fabulous job at promoting Beaver Dam and getting developers to look at our city and consider doing their work here. But a lot of the effort came from Becky herself. She had a vision for Beaver Dam, and she was willing to go out and try to make that vision happen. And one of the things that I feel passionately about, and I know Becky felt passionately about, is how important downtown Beaver Dam is to the quality of life in our community. My dad ran a retail store in downtown La Crosse for his entire career. It was started by my grandfather. My dad took it over. And he was, working in downtown La Crosse when they had a mall come in back in the 1970s. It sounds familiar, right? And that was a huge blow to downtown La Crosse. And I saw him for the next 15 years before he retired, working with various organizations, the Downtown Businessmen's Association and other groups, to try and revitalize downtown La Crosse. I don't know if you've been to La Crosse lately, but it is a marvelous city with a vibrant downtown. And not only history, but research shows that downtown areas are essential if a community is going to thrive. And so my opponent and some of his allies on the city council feel like the city has done enough to promote our downtown district and that it's time to move on. But I disagree. While we've seen tremendous growth, there still are areas that need some consideration. We need to continue. We've had some very successful programs. We have our small business initiative, which provides loans to businesses that are attempting to start up in downtown Beaver Dam. We also have our facade program, which is a matching funds program where any business in the downtown, the TID district, the tax incremental financing district that was created for the city to help these businesses. They come to our commission with a proposal to improve the appearance of the outside of their business. And if it's approved, then we will match funds up to $10,000 for those businesses to fix the front of their stores and to make them up to date and modern and attractive. So those programs, excuse me, have been important in revitalizing downtown. In fact, we recently extended that facade program to areas on North Madison Street. We felt that, you know, the downtown area isn't just Front Street. It also includes the surrounding businesses. So we expanded that facade program to businesses on North Madison Street. And we recently also created a homeowners facade program for homes on Madison Street. Madison Street is one of the gateways into our community, and you want your gateways to be attractive. If we want to see growth, if we want to see Beaver Dam continue to be successful, we need to attract new citizens here, and you want to have a community that's attractive. So we also have a facade program for homeowners where if they live on Madison Street, they go before the commission with their proposed plans. And again, it's a matching funds. So while the city is contributing dollars, you know that the business or homeowner is contributing that many, but probably more, because we all know how construction projects go. Both of those programs, I think, are to Mayor Becky's credit and are one of the ways that we're trying to help revitalize the downtown district.
So, and I, you know, don't want to put words in your mouth. So, essentially, it sounds like how you envision the downtown Beaver Dam area is not just that strip that, you know, we've seen a lot of updates and development to. You want to see the downtown grow out from there and expand into different areas. Is that a true summarization of kind of your thoughts and plans moving forward? If you were to be elected to mayor.
Yeah, we've had discussions about expanding the influence of our downtown TID. Not that there isn't enough work to do in the designated area right now. Yeah. We've made a lot of progress, but we have, you know, some progress to go. I know we're also talking about, we've scheduled street reconstruction along Front and Beaver Street, which is on the edge of that downtown area. So that, you know, initially is going to be, it'll be inconvenient for drivers, but when it's all done, we'll have new water, new sewer, new roadbed, new streets, sidewalks, gutter, all those things that eventually wear out and have to be replaced. So we're, you know, starting to slowly replace those things that need that work done. So yeah, so got to start somewhere and work your way out.
Yeah. You know, mentioned obviously with all these new businesses, you know, being coming to Beaver Dam and you know, building new stores, new opportunities for jobs as well. You know, you want people to live here in Beaver Dam. It's something that, you know, as your time on the Common Council and if elected to mayor, is something that you continue to find yourself in support of, or finding ways to continue to grow housing opportunities here in the city of Beaver Dam.
Yes, I think everyone knows that there's a housing shortage nationwide, and it's you know, it's taken decades to create. It's not going to be fixed overnight. I'm very proud of the fact that through the work of the Area Development Corporation and the city, we've been able to. We have four housing developments currently, you know, in the pipeline at various stages. Probably the most complete is the Stony Ridge housing mm-hmm. development out on Olinger Road by the old driving range. And one of the newest, or the newest, is we are recently approved moving forward with the Crystal Lake Apartments, which will be located just to the west of Goodwill, between Goodwill and 151. So we're looking at between 20 and 30, I don't remember the exact number, of apartments with garages. That will be a nice option for people in that part of town. We still have the 24 townhomes that are going to eventually go in across the street from the Watermark on Contafia Way. And then we've seen the start of development in the Monarch Lakeview area, which is on the corner of Lake or La Crosse and 3rd Street, where the old hospital was. And that's really exciting because that'll be a mix of luxury condos, but also I believe there's 13 single-family homes, plus they're looking at stacked condos for the rest of that property. And that has two phases as well. Mm-hmm. I know the Stony Ridge development has been very successful. They're looking at possibly finding more property to expand that. So is housing an issue? Definitely. But right now, I think we can proudly say we are, you know, doing what we can to move that needle forward. And I know we've also, there's been some other discussions at the council level of what else we can do in the future to continue to progress that way.
We're chatting with Beaver Dam mayoral candidate Bobby Mark here on Community Comments. And Bobby, another important platform that you're running on and look to continue to grow and develop if elected to Beaver Dam mayor is the investment in infrastructure. I know there's been a lot of dialogue in the last couple of years on the council level when it comes to upgrading city roads. You mentioned one just a moment ago. You know, just with the, you know, reconstruction of, you know, the curb and gutter, you know, sewer laterals, all those things are being done. But what is your vision for infrastructure improvements if elected into mayor?
Well, one of the things I want to say is I know that my opponent, one of his big concerns is debt. And I want to reassure everyone that on the council level, we have long and difficult discussions regularly about how to spend taxpayer dollars, and particularly the issuing of debt. We are all aware of you know, the economic realities and the constraints that we face, but we also have an obligation to preserve the assets of the city. And one of the things that has happened in the past between being squeezed on the state level, there are revenue caps and there are caps on borrowing that municipalities have put in place by the state. Between that squeeze from, and that was 20 years ago, so we've been dealing with that for a long time. But also, that at the local level, we had very conservative councils for a very long time, which was great in terms of tax rate, but they tended to forego some of those major infrastructure upgrades that need to be done. Unfortunately, sewer lines don't last forever. Water mains eventually leak. City roads don't last forever. And so those are all things that if we're going to be responsible stewards of our city's assets, we need to maintain those. And so now not only are we attempting to fix the things that need to be fixing, but we're also playing a little bit of catch up for that can that was kind of kicked down the road. Mm. Now, the problem is my opponent wants to cut city debt. While I don't necessarily like to see our level of debt growing, I want to reassure taxpayers that we are well below any kind of limits. There's a legal state limit which above which municipalities cannot borrow. There's a cap that the state puts on, but then our council years ago also put in place our own cap, which is 65% of the state cap, so it's much lower, and we still currently, even with our current level of borrowing, are below that self-imposed limit. So while we have more debt than we have in the past, we have work that needs to be done. For example, about a quarter of that debt, between 20 and 25% of our current debt, is from our new public works building, which if you haven't had a chance to view that building, it's gorgeous, it's amazing, and it was much, much needed. The old public works building on South Center Street was built, I believe, in the 1940s, late 40s, and it was totally inadequate for the kinds of machinery and activities that modern cities are expected to do for their citizens. And so, you know, the council has tried to be good stewards of our taxpayer dollars. About 75% of our borrowing goes towards roads. We try to provide as much of that budget coming from grants, state and federal grants, as possible. For many of our road projects, that is up to 50 or sometimes even higher percent of the cost is funded by state or federal grants. But we still need to borrow money in order to maintain our sewer systems, our water systems, all of those things that make Beaver Dam a great place to live.
And you mentioned being good stewards of taxpayer dollars. It's another important thing for you that you're looking to carry into if elected as mayor of Beaver Dam. Do you see that being achieved through seeking out different opportunities for state funding or grant opportunities to be able to pay for projects or public-private partnerships to help get things done? How do you foresee that happening if you're elected mayor?
Yeah, first of all, I want to say I think our city staff does a great job of finding funding in terms of grants at the state and federal level. I think one of the roles that the mayor can play is helping to create some of those public-private partnerships, reaching out to organizations and groups that can help the city reach some of their goals by contributing either dollars or volunteers or whatever resources they have. That's becoming more and more important for cities going forward, is having these public-private partnerships. A good example that I'm really proud of, and I think is great for Beaver Dam, is the city partnered with the school district and with Community Care for Kids, which is a private organization. There's a crisis need for childcare, and so with Mayor Becky and Mark DiStefano from the district and the leaders of Community Care, they were able to put together a deal so that using some city funds, the Community Care is going to be expanding their facility into the old Wilson School. That is, school district population drops and the need for all of those classrooms declines. The school district will continue to own the building, but they will lease it to Community Care, so it's a win for the district. Community Care will have a new and expanded facility for childcare, and the city put in some seed money, and now we have more childcare slots for citizens who want to move to Beaver Dam and work here and send their kids to daycare. So that's the kind of projects that we need to continue to look for.
Fantastic. Again, we're chatting with Beaver Dam mayoral candidate Bobby Mark here on Community Comment. Just a few minutes left on our program today. With that time, I want to give Bobby Mark an opportunity to highlight why should voters, when heading to the polls on November 5th, why should voters mark your name down for Beaver Dam mayor?
Well, I feel I have the experience and the knowledge needed to move Beaver Dam forward. I have a passion for Beaver Dam. It's my adopted hometown, and I really understand what a jewel we have. We have this unique combination of natural resources and community resources that make Beaver Dam just an outstanding community for its size. A lot of opportunities for anyone who wants to live here. I have that work ethic that I grew up with, because even though the new position of mayor will be a part-time position, there's still lots for the mayor to do. And I'm not afraid to roll up my sleeves and to dig in. I've built some good relationships with people on the current council and in current city government, and I want to continue to build those relationships with other people in the community to help move Beaver Dam forward.
Fantastic. Again, I want to thank our guest here on Community Comment today in our second segment, Beaver Dam mayoral candidate Bobby Mark. Again, as a programming note, tomorrow's Community Comment at 1 o'clock, we will have the other opponent for Beaver Dam mayor, Jack Yuds, joining us. So again, tune in tomorrow at 1 p.m. to hear our conversation with the other candidate for Beaver Dam mayor. But one more time, I want to thank our guests here on our second segment today on Community Comment, Bobby Mark, for coming in. Thank you again so much for joining us on Community Comment.
Thanks, Kevin.
And that will do it for today's Community Comment.